On this episode of the AIE podcast,
World of Warcraft is now on Zillow.
Congrats to Thethloth on 70.
Bring abundance is in the air, and I'm choking on it because it's trying to kill me.
It's going to be living. Some place that's fallen.
And nifty things are happening in Lord of the Rings Online.
And we'd like to welcome to the dojo, Gusty and Shoujo, who are here to talk to us about AIE and World of Warcraft.
Yay!
Yay!
Hi,
well,
y'all.
All that and more coming up right about now.
Bringing you the latest news from the AIE gaming community from planet Earth and beyond. This is the AIE podcast.
And welcome to episode 442 of the podcast celebrating you, the Alea Eacta S gaming community, the Die Has Been podcast. The voice you hear now is Mewcow. Greetings, guildies. And to my virtual and physical left in a few states over is Tetsemi.
Howdy.
And somewhere near him and to the right is Makala.
I'm to the right of like nobody. All right. hey, guys. Here's the homemade chicken pot pie in the guild kitchen, as well as lemon bars for Dan Kenny's birthday. Happy birthday, Kenny.
Yep.
Yay.
Happy birthday, Kenny.
Oh, happy birthday.
And those voices you're hearing are our guests. We are joined by these special guests, Gusty and Shoujo, who are here to talk about to us about, well, there's this thing called World of Warcraft.
Huh?
No.
Made by this little indie company?
Yeah.
Really small indie company.
Yep. And I'm pretty sure that we'll be encouraging some others to join us in the World of Warcraft soon. But how have you two been up to? We haven't heard from Shoujo in quite a while.
Yeah.
She's always so busy and popular and doing all kinds of Instagram reels.
Oh, my God, they're so good.
Oh, thank you. Doing well. I'm super excited for this expansion. I can't stop playing. I'm obsessed. I love it.
I mean, it's essentially like your hometown city, isn't it? So.
Yeah, it is. As a Blood Elf main.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Since Burning Crusade, I'm so happy to be back home. It's great.
Yes. And then, of course, we have Gusty with us. Hello, Gusty. It's been a little bit since we talked to you as well.
Yep. Still here. And as of today, it is no longer freezing cold in Maine. It got up to 60 degrees.
Wow.
Or as we call it in Arizona, winter.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
For us, it's bikini weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we've had early summer in Texas during the winter, so that's been fun. It's been 85 or higher. Yeah.
That's this week, and I'm really mad about it.
Yeah.
I'm already sweating.
I know.
Yeah. Well, why don't we go around and see what everyone's been up to, and then everyone can hear what everyone's been up to since last we heard from them. Let's see. Let's go reverse order. I see Tetsemi down there.
Hello. I have been, besides a lot of gaming, thankfully, we did our cyberpunk game that we do with friends that I am programming the character sheet for on Roll20. And so we got some new fun additions and colors for the different ancestries added to the character sheet, and some fun stuff to do with dice rolling and that sort of stuff. So I'm having fun programming that and keeping up with the story. My cyber shaman is having a lot of fun in that story, and right now we're dealing with corporate espionage, which is always fun. So we don't know if we're being played players or what's going on, but just shenanigans going on. And besides that, what has been sucking up all my time has been Warhammer 40K Rogue Trader. That's really, really fun. It's a good single player game, and it just scratches that itch. So, yeah. And do you realize, wow, That's a very dark world, and there's a lot of parallels to today, so we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
But that's yeah, what
so
I, that's
for escapism.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that, we'll go over to Shoujo, who is next on my screen, and see what Shoujo has been up to since, last time we talked to her.
Was it Animal Crossing? Animal Crossing.
I think it was Animal Crossing.
Yeah. No, just a lot of WoW.
Okay.
I know. mostly WoW. I kind of stumbled into this content creation thing on TikTok, and that kind of blew up for me. I've been doing it for the past 4 years, and I post World of Warcraft content on TikTok, Reels, Shorts, Threads, Blue Sky. So if you follow me on any of those, I post my content on those platforms, and I also stream. I've been streaming World of Warcraft on Twitch for the past 2 years. So that's what I've been doing for the past, since last time you guys saw me. It's been really fun. I'm really enjoying myself, and yeah, it's been great.
Yes, with your co-star Stitches and Illidan.
Stitches, yes. Stitches and Illidan.
I will fully admit to, sometimes around the dinner table, literally, hey, guys, you just see what JoJo's up to?
Yes.
You come up often. as a real life friend as well, because all of us follow you on different platforms. So it really will be a conversation we have around the dinner table.
Yep.
That's hilarious. No, and it's kind of jumped into, whenever I get people asking me, do you stream? No, but I'm going to stream now. Can we get a shelfie tour? And so that kind of started, if you see behind me, all this stuff on my shelf, I started kind of a shelfie tour.
Yes, that's
great. Every Monday I'll post a shelf. So we've gotten through a lot of this behind me already. I think there's been 20.
There's at least 27. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm shelfie tour so far. So we're almost at the other end of the wall behind me before I do a whole nother wall of shelfie stuff. So tune in for that too. If you're interested in seeing all of my toy collecting. I also like toy collecting.
Someone needs to replace their batteries.
Yeah.
And next I see Amakala on my screen.
Hi. All right. So in gaming, we did a two-shot Aliens game. Because we were in between Call of Cthulhu campaigns. And basically it was Hope's last day. So it was it proceeded literally right before the start of the first Alien movie. I got to play the Betrayer, which was fun. I was the company gal. And I failed at my task of getting the eggs and or facehugger. And then
we tried.
I know. And I failed at taking the entire group down with me because at that point, I disliked all of them, and I was going to crash that ship because I was the pilot. in our in-person D&D group, I think last time we talked, we had done a heist in Waterdeep where we got betrayed by one of the people we were working with, which was the Open Lord's brother, who was just a bitter, bitter boy. And then my party got to find out my character's secret, which is she is basically a Disney princess.
yep.
With a horrible curse because of, she's a half elf, so she's illegitimate. Daddy's an elven lord. Mom was his guard, was his protector, and he was married. So, and stepmother is an evil sorceress or evil something. And every 7 years since the day she was born, something tries to kill her. Like a specter.
Dang.
Yeah, it's dark. And we started out the game, and I made the backstory very, very vague because, this is the viewpoint of a girl who's seen this thing when she was 7 and when she was 14. So, child's memory, it killed her biologically, it killed her mother, it killed her half brother trying to get to her. But yeah, she's a Disney princess, basically. And we started out the campaign, she was 19. I gave a nice, vague backstory. And then, so it's progressed, and, okay, we got called back to Waterdeep for this heist, which is where she lives now with her mother's best friend who's been raising her. And we're now, and we got there about 2 weeks before her 21st birthday. Okay, I guess it's happening. So yeah, now we're dealing with that. But yeah, that was a fun reveal. I had to kind of do the fast track, like, wait, you have 15 minutes to explain this because your mom wants you back at the Thieves Guild, so you're safe. So yeah, that's what's going on there. We're about to start our new Call of Cthulhu campaign this week, which takes place in 1867 in Louisiana. And I'm playing a female actual medical doctor because there was a medical school in Pennsylvania at that, you know, in the 1850s/60s that did actually train women.
Mm.
So I get to play a actual female doctor in 1867.
Cool.
Wow. Yeah, very excited.
All right. Next on my screen is Gusty. What have you been up to?
Pretty much just playing well and having fun. That's about it to do here.
That's true. Yeah.
Cleaning out my car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cold and snowy up there, but you know, cold seems like a nice place otherwise.
It is. It's a wonderful place. They have tons of microbreweries and other stuff. And actually, my kid is a theater major in at the University of Southern Maine, so went to see performance, and they're working on another performance now.
What shows?
The last one, Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind.
Oh,
it's a weird thing that everybody, you have like 30 people on stage in t-shirts with a number on them, and then people in the audience call out a number, and then they do like a 2-minute skit depending on what the theme is, their shirt number. And so, and then it's got to be in, it's you know, 30 plays in 2 hours or something like that.
Very cool.
130 minutes. So yeah, they're like all 2-minute skits, and they have a theme, but they're improv. So currently they're working on doing a musical, and I'm blanking on what it is, but my kid is being, he's not actually in the cast for this.
Still, theater is always fun.
Yep.
It is.
Well, speaking of theater, I was going to say our mini Mew is actually going to be in his school's play for Finding Nemo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
Yeah. So he's one of the it's like the one of the support cast characters kind of thing, but like it's been interesting to see because all of a sudden someone that doesn't like watching movies has been asking to watch Finding Nemo, and he's currently downstairs watching Finding Dory. So it's been kind of a fun little spark of, oh, interesting thing, oh, this is what we've been doing at school. So it's just kind of cool to watch that kind of blossom and whatnot.
That's awesome.
That is such a wonderful movie.
Yeah. But other than that, in the gaming world, I too have been delving into the WoW, which we'll talk more about later in its own little section. I've also been, I'm fully caught up on Final Fantasy XIV and have been running around the cosmos with the new gathering/crafting thing that you can't really say too much about without giving off a lot of spoilers of who's doing it and why. But it's still a lot of fun running around. Like it's probably my favorite way of leveling up crafting and gathering. It's just so much easier. You don't have to chase, you know, go across the world finding all the little pieces or spend too much on the auction house, you know, getting them all. You just, you know, a little robot just drops it in your hands and you craft it and send it off and you're done. And it's like
nice.
Yeah. So, and of course you get to go to, you know, new interesting places because of it. Cause they're kind of exploring and hopping around to different places, to just to literally explore. Like that's all it is they want to explore new places. So, but yeah. And you know, it's been summer here, and then we had a couple of days of a little bit of cold because it rained. But yeah, no, we'll get a lot more into the WoW stuff later. That's what's been front and foremost in my mind. So not as much other interesting stuff, but that's good because we'll be digging into World of Warcraft very shortly. But first, we've got a lot of other news to catch up on.
AIE News.
Let's talk mandatory fun nights, where the fun is mandatory, but attendance is not. On Sunday, we have Destiny 2 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Monday, we have Guild Wars 2 at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Star Trek Online at 10 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have Star Wars The Old Republic at 9 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday, HFO Mythic Mayhem and WoW at 8 p.m. Eastern. Friday is ESO at 9 p.m. Eastern. Saturday is busy with Lord of the Rings at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, Final Fantasy Map Night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and New Braid at 11 p.m. Eastern, although New Braid is on hiatus until the first raid comes out, and they'll probably pick up around early April. So,
yep. All right, in your streaming and podcast list, we have a ton of AIE member podcasts. Want to know where to find them? Look no further than here. We have Max and Seema's New Overlord podcast at newoverlords.com. We have Board and Swords with Chris and Philip, boardandswords.com. We have STO, Fleet Action Report, with Greybog and Nicodus. Look for them on YouTube. A Podcast Reborn, a Final Fantasy 14 community podcast with my brother, Old Man Frank, / Brandon, Megan, and Ro. Again, guys, this one is not safe for life. Hide your children. That is at, yes.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I missed one. Dr. Gameology with Dr. Daniel Kaufman. and please, yeah, there we go. DrGameology.com. By the way, A Podcast Reborn is found on bonusroll.gg, /a-podcast-reborn.
And if you want a break from the Final Fantasy content news, they are going into starting the waifu and husbando wars. So
that sounds like a very them.
Oh yes,
that's a very them type.
Pick your favorite Final Fantasy 14 NPC and see how far they get in the
March Madness. Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, yeah. It's March Madness for.
I've seen a few of those lately. They're pretty interesting.
Yeah,
because it's interesting to see which fandom, because there's like two or three really majorly favored characters, and it's just a matter of which fandom's paying more attention at the time of who wins.
Yeah,
so. Oh, that's funny. I love it.
Yeah, and you know, there are certain characters that have won so many times that they've kind of banned them, or you know, said no, okay, we're leaving them off this time. We know they're the real waifu or husbando. So you know,
yeah. That's not fair to the others. You got to give the others a little bit of time, you know.
Exactly.
All right. Over in the land of the nomads, where they wander from game to game, we have Rust on a PvE server since the new naval update came out, because boats are fun.
Yep.
Then a new world will officially shut down its servers next year, January 31st. But there's still people playing. So keep an eye on the channel, the Nomads channel, for a possible farewell tour as the end draws near. And then we have the Valheim 5-year celebration and regular update. The AIE Valheim community server information is, of course, pinned to the AIE Discord Nomads channel if you want more information on there.
And speaking of pre-midnight, New Braid had a final great run of Mana Forge Omega before the midnight launch, clearing both normal and heroic. Dan Kinney will be taking a break until the first raid in Midnight is released around early April. Midnight launched on March 2nd with early access starting on February 27th. Lots more about Midnight from our lovely guest later in the show. And player housing. This new feature is time-consuming, but a great deal of fun. The creativity of our guildies is amazing to behold.
I'm pretty sure we'll be hearing lots about that. All right. Speaking of WoW, we have WoW Classic. As Jedi had pointed out, we have our first 70 Sethos and light activity on the 20th anniversary TBC launch on Dreamscathed Horde side. We have the guild available with the guild bank open and invite others to join us in Outland. In other Classic news, reminder, there are now three launches for Classic. launchers for Classic. So Original, Anniversary, and Era. Original Classic is progressing with Mists of Pandaria. The guild is available on Horde side on Galakras.
Galakras.
Wow. It's a long time since I pronounced WoW word, WoW names.
I know.
If you have this, MLP Classic uses the Modern Guild interface, so we have the new interface showing 651 members. Anniversary Classic is now at the Burning Crusades, as mentioned above. Era Classic is a separate launcher with three modes. Classic Era, which is forever frozen to the original game, so pre-TBC, or on Mankirk here with no real activity or guild. Season of Discovery, which is where experiments were performed by the devs, with some which some expect may lead to anticipated Classic Plus that many are hoping for. There's no real activity there either currently. Hardcore is a third game mode, which Era Client and probably our second most active with the Classic mode. There's an Alliance Guild on Doomhowl and some activity on Horde side also on Doomhowl, but no current guild. Lars plans a rebuild. To return to his attempt at solo self-bound run to 60 in hardcore, but that's been on pause for quite some time. There are guild members who have made it to 60 on the hardcore server previously. Ravazet is Professor WC or Sethos. I'm sorry.
It sounded like you didn't know how to pronounce it, Sethos.
Yeah, Sethos. One of the raid leaders from HOG.
And over and someplace in a long time ago, far, far away, SWTOR. They are, of course, ready for update 7.8.1, which is called Master's Enigma. It will bring a story piece, a Galactic Seasons 10, new date nights, and the Spring Abundance Festival, hopefully without the pollen.
Yep.
The story finale is coming in the June timeframe to make room for the 8.0 at the end of the year. Of course, that crew is always very busy. They do mandatory fun nights on Tuesday nights. They are, of course, wanting you to join them. There are no gear or level requirements, but you do need to have gotten your personal ship, as they do tend to travel around. So you don't want to be stranded on a planet.
So you need to make sure you have your ship together?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just checking.
Mm-hmm.
See, yep. Close to cursing.
If you want to read about the awesome trip to Galaxy's Edge with not only picks but also tips and tricks for your own visit, check out Strike Zone's blog post. You'll find linked to the pinned messages in the SWTOR channel of the EIE Discord. There's also a link in the notes to the Ken G Club House.
Yep, and that's their blog.
Oh, that's their blog. Okay. But yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun too. But I know that crew has been very active. I always see lots of back channel stuff, so they are very busy in keeping an eye on things. So always very active over there.
Yep. And in ESO, the guild has been working on endeavors and in game events, and the creators of the game have been changing up like how the game is going to be updated going forward, kind of changing the format from the standalone like story chapters, for lack of a better term, into a kind of like a year-long release. So if you're playing ESO or interested in when Kenny gets back, or just hop into the ESO channel and find out what's going on. And in Final Fantasy XIV, the past Tuesday they got the new variant dungeon with the new mid-level difficulty. And the next live letter is coming up on March 13th at 4 a.m. PST. Yes, 4 a.m. PST. Mm-hmm. And they'll probably be discussing the next story patch.
Yep.
Awesome. And in Lurtro news, there has been an update that has brought some pretty nifty things. Why would I give myself the name to try to pronounce? The new raid for Folly of...
Folly of N.
Nagakedi? I'm sorry?
I'd say Naga Kedi.
Naga Kedi.
They did apologize for that name in the when they posted the show notes.
And I am the one that assigns the parts. So, yeah. I really should have said, why would Heather do this to Heather? Are you looking to see how it's pronounced?
Yes.
I think Naga Kedi. We'll see. One, please hold.
Wow. No, go ahead. I'll be a moment.
Okay. Well, anyway, the folly for Tier 1 is live. Tier 2 and 3 are coming this week and next week. There's a new legendary reward track with some great rewards, such as rose-colored mummic calf cosmetic pets. Ooh, that sounds fun. With other class changes, and mainly with Guardian, there's also some great changes. It's now possible to start private encounters from inside the housing neighborhood. Looking forward to seeing everybody in game and doing some of these awesome new instances.
All right. That's the end of the news. So we're going to get back to Gusty and Chojo and find out what everyone's been up to in the World of Warcraft, especially about Midnight.
Oh, it's pretty much all about Midnight, although probably a third of that is farming decor for my house.
Okay, so how do you farm decor? That's fabulous. Okay.
Well, you've got player housing, and then, of course, you need things to put in it.
Right.
So you have, the first thing you have to do is you need lumber, and that is, there's different lumber from every WoW expansion. So you have to get an axe, and then you have to go to each of these expansions and gather materials, and they're usually common things. And then you have to fly around looking for the trees with this little symbol that says that there's a piece of lumber hanging off the side of the tree. You go collect that, get it, and get the other stuff together. And it's, you know, usually several little pieces of various things. But one of the things that, and every expansion has different decor. And so you have to figure out which of your characters, you know, was this profession. And then look, there's usually between maybe 2 and 4 things per expansion for whatever profession you have. And like when my tailor in Warlords of Draenor, she can make a little Elec plushie toy that you can sit on, you know, the bed in your house.
Very cute.
And then there's stuff that you just plain have to farm for. There's things. You were going to say, Nia?
I say, yeah, that's just the crafting. That's the crafting is its own world of crafting your own stuff. And then you go out to the world, and there's so many different ways of getting the decor now. It's just falling out of everywhere. You'll be doing stuff, and all of a sudden, poof, decor pops up. It's like, oh, okay. And then now it's especially fun going back to the old raids and the old dungeons, and you'll see a little pop-up. And instead of it just being a transmog run, it's now a transmog and decor run, and everyone fights over the decor pieces.
or you can run a follower dungeon, like I did the whole tour today. Because I wanted guaranteed decor drops off of all the dungeons today. So I did a follower dungeon tour and got all the decor drops from all the end bosses. So I don't have to worry about rolling against people and not getting a table, you know, or something like that.
Okay, so tell me what that means by a follower dungeon. I want to, you know.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean? Yeah.
If you don't want to do a dungeon with other people, you do this thing called a follower dungeon. It's in the drop down menu of your looking for group tool, you know, the looking for dungeon tool.
Yeah.
You can do a follower dungeon, and you're just doing a dungeon with like NPCs.
Oh my gosh.
And you
don't get the same loot, right?
I've gotten some loot in follower dungeons today. I was like, oh, that's an upgrade.
Oh, God, that's
an upgrade.
That's the whole point, is that you know, they were not trying to encourage people to.
Yeah,
but it's low level stuff. You're not going to get mythic level stuff from a follower dungeon.
It's
essentially story mode, then normal, then heroic, and then mythic.
Yeah,
and one thing I don't know if it's still going on right now, but probably it is. If you're a tailor and you need tons and tons of cloth, I used to go into, there was one particular dungeon in War Within that there were just a whole bunch of NPCs in the very first room, and you could just go in there, mow them down, pick up all the stuff, leave the dungeon, reset the instance, go in and do it, you know, for half an hour to an hour, however long you can go without throwing up, and get just tons of cloth to do your stuff.
I know. Like, I tell this to my chat, you know, because people will jump and be like, oh, is it worth coming back to WoW? And I'm like, WoW has found its balance to accommodate all types of play styles, whether you're hardcore or casual, there's something in the game for you. And so, like, you can completely solo this game if you want with the follower dungeons and, like, the story mode raids and things like that. And they have delves now. you can do by yourself. Like there's so much to do. And it's not just about raiding anymore or like PvP. It's you can be a collector if you want. You can be a housing main, or, you know, you can go and like just do achievements. And so like there's a lot of things to do in the game now. And it doesn't matter if you're hardcore, a PvPer, casual, like there's something in game for everyone.
Yeah, as a heroic raider in War Within, I did not go into any of the mythic dungeons. I only did the expeditions. It's already gone. The solo instances with Bran. Yeah, don't stand there. Here's a little bit of gold.
I miss him already.
Yeah, I know, because now we have the blood elf.
Yeah. I'm liking her more than Bran, even though I haven't figured out how to make her do a great job yet.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird. Well, because that's one of the things is Bran was kind of an all-arounder, so it made sense for him to do whatever role you gave him. But Valyra is more of she's a rogue. Like, why is the rogue tanking? How is the rogue healing me?
It's like a horrible tank right now, by the way.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, she's like an evasion tank, and she's not evading very well yet. So
no, as a healer, no, she's not.
True.
But I do like that I've only gotten through probably about halfway through Midnight so far because I've been purposely taking it slow and kind of enjoying everything. But I like the fact that there have been points where like the second new zone Zolomon at one of the capstone things is to do a dungeon, but it immediately tells you can do this for followers. Like you do not have to go out and do the looking for group tool. You can just say, okay, let's do it. And then all of your buddies you've been running around with will be in the follower dungeon with you. Yeah. So it's neat. And then the same thing with the delves, the name has come back. You know, you can just run the delve by yourself and get good gear. You can get the crests, you can get the stones. Like I am a person that I hate the mythic dungeon mechanic. I hate that mythic dungeon says, well, let's make the trash hard. Let's make the most uninteresting part of the experience hard.
Right? Oh my God.
And deadly and annoy you with it. And so I avoid that at all costs. Whereas delves, they figured out how to make the trash not so boring and not so, they don't like swarm you with horrible stuff. Like they're like their own little encounters throughout the delve. And I don't know, just, and they've gotten better over time. They've really figured out how to make really interesting delves. So
right.
I like that about it.
For those little XP things for your mm-hmm. assistant.
Mm-hmm. Yep. On purpose, they make it harder to see them and they don't want you using add-ons to find them. They want you to find the little nooks and crannies.
Right. That's why they really found their balance now. They kind of found it in War Within. They kind of played with it. But I feel like this expansion, they really just capitalized on it. And like they're adding labyrinths later. It's like bigger delves. If the delve mm-hmm. is too short for you, a labyrinth is even bigger. So I was like, okay, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's a mega dungeon, but for delves.
Right. Yeah. And so I've been having a really good time. And like it's really cool because my raid team, we can only raid, like, we can raid once a week and, like, get the raid done. And we can get ahead of the curve. And, like, as soon as we get ahead of the curve, it's like, okay, bye. We'll see you next season. Like, we kind of go on hiatus. So, like, it really helps with, like, not getting burnout from raiding. As soon as we hit ahead of the curve, it's like, see you next season. And, like, when the new season starts and the new raid comes out, it's like, we're jazzed. We're happy to see each other. And it's like, yeah, let's go raiding. It's been really fun.
Yeah, my team's similar in that once we get ahead of the curve and make sure everyone that wanted it has it, we switch over to achievement runs. Yeah. And then once those are done, we switch over to transmog and now decor runs. but yeah, near the end, we get to a point where it's like, okay, guys, if you want to show up, we're just doing stuff together. We're doing Jackbox or, you know, they like doing, oh geez, what's the name of that? The gathering, game with, the little robot heads and proximity chat. I forget the name of it. It's like,
oh, I know what you're talking about, but yeah.
But, so that, you know, we do that some nights and, you know, it's just as long as we're doing something together, but it doesn't have to be WoW. That way we're not burning ourselves out with it. So
yeah.
So out of curiosity, what do you folks think is going to happen when, like, the new raids drop for midnight? When it comes to, like, the decor, people are going to be fighting over the decor, they're fighting over the gear. What's going to happen?
Depends on the person.
Okay, always roll need. That's the rule. Just roll need. If you don't need it or not, you can use more tables, but always roll need. But, like, you can always go back and do story mode in raid and get, okay, like, the guaranteed drop at the end.
Yeah, because decor isn't, there's not like a higher version of your decor, like a mythic decor item.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't think it would have, it's not going to have better stats because you got it from a raid.
Well, this table is shinier. It's got a different color of gold than the one that you just got.
Yeah, maybe.
But
you also want four tables, so you have to go back and do it again.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so just do story mode and no big deal. You don't have to fight people over it, so, you know.
Exactly.
But it is really fun. And going back to, you know, my crafters and previous expansions and seeing, ooh, they can make, you know, a bunk bed for my orcs in Draenor.
Yeah.
I know.
Imagining those big, beefy Blackrock orcs fighting over who gets the top monk.
Exactly. I was really obsessed with professions this expansion. I thought I was going to be like a housing main. But like when I saw how they made professions easier this expansion, I brought all my profession alts over. Didn't care. Redid the intro. And I hit up the Dark Moon Fair for my profession points and on all of them. And like I'm having just the best time like running around and like gathering herbs, mining nodes, skinning animals, you know, it's just been really fun. And I'm trying to get to the point where I can start crafting decor on all of my alts.
Yeah, they've actually managed to make gathering more interesting. Instead of it just being boring nodes, it's actually like, you know, there's probably what, like 7 or 8 different types of copper, 7 or 8 types of tin, gold, because it's, so what they've done is for whatever expansion you're on, that they aspect those pieces with different things that are happening in the expansion. So this time around, there could be a light flooded ore, there could be a shadow flooded ore, there could be the one that just has abundance of nature and stuff tries to kill you when after you mine it. Like they make the gathering more interesting, you know. It's
so I'm hearing that if there were ever to be like a craft fair again, it really would just be DIY, you know, DIY program where you just get handed stuff and then you're showing off what you've literally. It's like, you know, it's a Wow Scout camp and you made this.
Yep. I made this altar. Yeah. It has fire on it.
Yeah, but, no, that happened to me on my mage the other day because I was running around gathering herbs and I guess I gathered an herb that had something on it and like all of these plants just start popping out and attacking me and I'm like, whoa, oh my God. It took me off guard.
And you're there in your gathering clothes and not your adventuring clothes.
Same thing, same thing for mining, and it's interesting too. The things that attacked you, if you kill them, you can then mine or gather on them, and then they'll have some kind of crazy bonus item that is part of like a higher level type of craft. Mm-hmm. So again, they're making it more interesting. It's not just some boring find the node. Oh, I might get a chance at a blue item. Yay! Like it's interesting again. So it's not, you don't feel like you have to have two crafting. You can actually have a crafting and a gathering again, and it doesn't feel like you're missing out on stuff.
Yeah, because I already maxed out fishing because I fished up like transmog, and I fished up decor patterns for my
house
other
transmog.
Like,
yeah, yep. I was gonna ask. You know, are there patterns and stuff like that, or dyes and stuff like that?
Big change in how you use it. You like save entire outfits.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually set them to switch automatically situations. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Yes.
So think Final Fantasy 14 and take that and put it in WoW. That's what they did. They basically looked at that system. Now, of course, they WoWified it a little bit. And like I said, they added that the automatic stuff. That is actually kind of cool. So you can say, when I'm mining, throw on my mining outfit. When I'm swimming, throw on my swimming outfit. When I'm on a mount, throw on my mount outfit. When I'm walking around town, I'm in my house, put on my PJs. Like, you know, all these automatic things. So that is one step above the 14, because 14, they don't let you change your outfit while you're out in the field. they have it locked down that you have to be in a safe place for you to change clothes. I don't want you just changing clothes out in the middle of nowhere.
Sure, you know? Sure. Yeah, you really should grab a changing room and not, you know, just change right there out in the open.
But while I was like, yeah, who cares? You know, who cares if everyone's watching? Just, yeah, just change. No, no big deal. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, but I do have a bathing suit outfit when I get submerged in water. I do have a dungeon outfit, a delve outfit, a raid outfit, a resting outfit. Like, I have outfits for a lot of situations already, and it's been so much fun, and it works. I'm like, oh, this is not like borky or anything.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say, Gusty?
Oh, just it is very fun to do that. And then you can pick funny names for the different outfit that you have.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, everybody gets one free one because they messed it up. So, you know, when you log in, you get to do your free one. I think you get, is it two or three free outfits at the beginning? The plates.
At least,
I thought it was so three.
Yeah. But then you can buy extra plates. Up to 10, or is it 10 or 20? I forget. I haven't gone that far yet. I haven't had a need for enough of those just yet. So,
yeah, but, I just kept it at three. And I'm like, three? Okay, I'm going to go with that.
Yep.
As a transmog girly,
we have two transmog babes here. So,
I'm like, before the whole transmog reset, I had the full 20 like slots already filled up, and I was like, shit, I need more than 20. So, but I haven't bought, how many have I bought? Hold on. I'm on my game
and
right now.
Sima, by the way, says it's one free commit.
Yep. That's the one. Yes. They accidentally, so when they turned on the new system, they threw everyone into their clown clothes. So you logged into your character, just whatever random thing they had on at the time, all of the transmogs were gone. They were saved to a different area. Like,
because I know a few people on this call here that would be very upset about yes. the transmog being gone.
Everyone panicked at first. They were like, where did it go?
I was like, why do all of my alts look like Skittles? What is going on? I did not leave my characters like this. I was panicky.
It was a flashback to classic BC for sure. Like, everyone's in clown suits all of a sudden. And
yeah, I was just scrolling down my list and going, oh my God, she must be so uncomfortable looking at that.
But then Wags did mention that you can drag your outfits to an action bar and change them at any time. Which is
correct.
Pretty good. It's pretty great.
And I found that there's also an actual just outfits button too that you can drag to your action bar, and that'll then show you a small version of just the list of your outfits. So you don't have to have like an individual spot for all of your outfits. You just put one, and it'll pop up a quick little thing, and you can click. That way, you can save a little bit of button space. So yeah, they put a lot of quality of life stuff in lately.
So I do have a random question. So I'm hearing decor, and I'm hearing even better outfit stuff. What's the primary plot of Midnight? I'm just curious. I'm like,
what are you doing?
Who was the best Legion weapon. She did what Zalataf does best, is got us to help her do something she wanted to do. And we were best buds. And then as soon as she got what she wanted, she betrayed us, just like she's done forever.
Every single person she's ever worked with.
That's how she got into that blade. She betrayed each and every one of the old gods, and they caught on and they trapped her in that blade.
Yep.
All right.
So, so she's betrayed us, and now she's come back to get the Sunwell.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the Silver Moon, which got a major glow up.
Big time. Big time.
So beautiful. It's huge, and they got rid of all the like cheesy statues of Kael'thas juggling round objects.
Yes,
and now there's just beautiful, delicate, you know, elvish looking statues everywhere, and the houses are all lovely, and they're tall and they're shiny, and there's a nice little harbor with beautiful elvish looking ships. And there's tons of shenanigans and things they've gone and, you know, brought Silver back, but there's the Alliance is there, and there's
there's a little tiny spot on the side for the Alliance riffraff to stay in, and then there's a wall where there's a bunch of guards saying, nope, horde past this, sorry.
Yeah.
And they will leave if you don't go away. And there's some, yeah, so, you know, supposedly the Alliance is allowed there because we are so grateful to them for helping drive off Xalatath. But they're
fairly grateful.
Yeah.
There's some tensions, but the city it's a little difficult to navigate, but you can fly in it.
Yes.
It's always difficult to navigate. Oh my gosh.
Yes, and, yes.
One of the things that people have been doing, Lorthamar is, you know, big in charge there. So people are like, where's Thalestra? Where's Thalestra? Is she there? Is Thalestra there? It's like the Mancrick's wife thing.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
He is actually there. She's just fine. She is up in Sunfury Spire, which is high up, and she's clearly, she's got a couple of buds there with her, and she's got a big table covered with stuff, so she's clearly doing research. And then if you look behind her and up a little ramp, there's a beautiful little table set for two with wine and cheese.
Man.
So, you know.
But, like, it's so interactive. Because Mahala, you play a warlock. Girl, if you're walking around as a warlock or as a void anything or as a paladin that's not a blood elf, you're going to get some interaction from the people in the city.
Including Death Knights. It's almost like, remember when Death Knight first came in? And if you walk into your start, the city? They're almost to that level now of just pissed off that you're a Death Knight in their city. Because one of the things is with the new zone, with the new revamp of the zone, a lot of the scar that Arthas had carved through the land has kind of been healed. It's not perfect. You can still tell where it was, but they've gone through a lot of trouble of trying to heal that back. So seeing a bunch of Death Knights walk into their town, they're like, we just got done cleaning up after your last guy.
Yeah, exactly. So we're watching you.
Do we really
Yeah. So it is
whisper to you and the other thing that's unusual too is that the NPCs, if you're walking around and you walk towards them, they don't walk through you. They will move out of your way.
Yeah. As long as you're standing still, they'll try to walk around you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I thought it was really cool that they, you know, acknowledge you there.
So they have paths, but they're allowed to walk around their paths a little bit.
It's incredible.
And I love how, because it's a new revamped zone, how vertical it is, too. Like, you know, back the old Suvermin was very flat. And, you know, the way you get up places was stairs.
So many stairs. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But now, it's because you can fly, there's so many different levels that are really high up. And you can get super high up and then you can see, you know, the raid instance and the Sunwell currently holding back the shadow or the void. So you can see that from almost anywhere. As you fly away into other zones, and you can still see that Sunwell just holding the void at bay. So it's very interesting. But I've loved that. Like, just I started with Mewkow. I actually kind of brought him out of the dust because after the Legion remix, I don't know, I just kind of fell in love with druids again. So I've been starting out with him, and, you know, it's because he gives instant flight. I can now zoom all over Silvermoon and see all of the little nooks and crannies that they have in place, because there's a lot. Like, there's the Murder Row. Murder Row is very interesting.
The Arcantina is really nice. Yeah,
the Arcantina. I just unlocked that.
It's an instance place where it's like a big tavern, and you can get little quests in there to do old stuff. And they will give you a special Hearthstone with like a 5-minute cooldown that you can use to go back and forth.
It keeps changing. Yeah. It's an Arcan key. But what it is it's a little pocket dimension that Khadgar stumbled across. And opened it up with a tavern for people to come. And he's literally, if you want to just get away from the wars and whatnot, come hang out at the tavern for a little bit before you jump back out there.
It's very cool. And there's so many cool people in there.
Yeah, it is, as Seema says, it is very much like a Hearthstone tavern, because it's everyone's allowed in. There's like, you have to explore every part of that tavern, because there's so much in there, and there's stuff to pick up. Like, there's savory deviant delights just flying around. There's pygmy oils and, you know, the little crystals, the prism crystals, like it just kinds of crazy stuff just laying around if you pick it up. And there's props. So there's a cheese board that you can just pick up and walk around with and offer cheese to people. There's drinks. There's board games.
Night and Silvermoon. Got it.
Yeah. There's little board game kind of things. Like you, there's, you know, the bejeweled version thing. And then there's a little, the little line untangling game. And mm-hmm. so you can sit on the table and play with that. It's very much just an interesting place where everyone can just pop in and hang out for a bit. And yeah. And speaking of, Tharissa and Herbo, yeah, Lord of the Mar, there is a little nook in the very back where Khadgar's hanging out. And he also has a little spot for his bow so that they can hang out in the back. So,
I haven't found that yet.
I love how they are making us like go back to old content because, mm-hmm. like, you pick up the quests in there and, like, you're taking portals to, like, Outland and you're, mm-hmm. you know, to all these old places. And I did a quest in Outland and I almost panicked because the ground shook and I was like, no! I started running. I was like panicking because like that PTSD like mm-hmm. jumped back in, right? So it's like they did such a good job.
Yeah,
like we're going back for decor. We're going back to chop lumber. We're going back to do these quests and like these old mm-hmm. areas, and it's just genius.
It's something they really. I love that they stole that from Final Fantasy XIV because from the very beginning, XIV has been good about that, forcing high level players to go back to the smaller zones because now everything looks alive. Now you have these people scouring the old zones for decor and transmog and old, you know, new quests and whatnot. So the game looks alive. It feels alive. You don't feel like you're alone out in this world anymore. So it's very smart. But the quests are pretty funny, too. It's like, oh, I might have dropped something during the second war over in BC. So can you go pick that up for me? It's just, yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry. And the orcs, I forgot that the orcs start running after they're almost dead. And they start gathering more orcs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot about this mechanic.
Yep. They run off and scream. I do like that they have upgraded the peons, so they're no longer just the three-word talkers anymore. They actually have a little bit of dialogue. They've learned a few more words when you talk to them.
It's been like 20 years.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, no, it's been fun to go back. Like it's like Soldier said earlier. They've found the right comfortable spot. Like I think once they finally got away from the we have to find a way to keep them in the game 24/7. They got to be playing constantly. Once they figured out that people have things to do, like we have a whole guild full of adults that have lives that they have to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like we can't afford to do that anymore. So I think they finally maybe because a lot of them are now in the same boat. They figured out we need to make it to where they can have a rewarding experience for the short amount of time they have every day, mm-hmm. and then let them go. But if you really want to grind, here's a thing in the corner. Go grind that.
Yes. Like I spent all day today getting decor for my house.
So with the decor and all that, do you guys foresee any guild events around this new mechanic, or do we have any guild events planned around this new mechanic? Because it's great, and it's obviously something that a lot of the guild is very interested in.
So, endeavors, Gusty.
Well, currently the endeavor we do set them, and they usually in the first one you got a random choice between three. Different races, and we chose the Grummels for Fortuna. For Fortuna McTata is one of our two ports, neighborhoods, and then the other one, Dankinia Maid, and I can't remember, it's in Solus.
Solus.
And so on mine, and you can only be in two, one on Horde and one on Alliance. So I'm mm-hmm. just in Fortuna Matata, which I am so proud of.
Oh my God.
But that's how they can get guild into it is that you set an endeavor and then everyone contributes to this endeavor. And it's just doing stuff in WoW. It's raiding dungeons, going out to specifically do a thing. Like when you had the Grummels, they actually sent you back with a handy portal to go hang out with the Grummels back in their cave and do stuff. Yeah.
Kill the little monkey people because they were being difficult.
Yep.
And you had to kill the big world boss.
Yeah. So as they bring new groups with their new decor back in, they can send you back to that old content again and make it about, it's now a relevant thing again.
Yep. So,
but that's how you can get the Greek Guild together.
Gotta get my coupons.
Yes, gotta get the coupons.
And you can trade them if you start getting a full amount. You can transfer the currency between your characters so you don't max anyone out. And then then you use the coupons to buy stuff for decor stuff, and it's all really fun. Right now, the only choice is Blood Elves, Silver Moon, mm-hmm. oddly enough. And it's kind of a boring one because you pretty much mm-hmm. just have to run around and find some. They're all artists, and a bunch of them are, you know, have whatever that calls when your wrists hurt or something.
Oh, tinnitus.
They don't say what it is, but they're injured and they can't.
I'm healing them right now.
So you have to, have to heal them. And, thank you. I feel so inspired. I'm going to do more things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was the only choice for everybody. So, okay, well. But one of the endeavors is to put Blood Elf stuff in your house.
Yeah.
So I went back and redecorated. Yeah. And it's not really to my taste because I liked Gusty having lots of druidy stuff. But it's definitely different and shiny and red and white. Mm-hmm. And so there we go.
No, and speaking of how the characters in Silver Moon treat you, depending on what you are, you can visit your horde house on an alliance character, and the neighborhood will mutter at you, saying, "We barely tolerate you here. As long as you don't start any trouble."
We'll God, that's amazing.
I have gone to them, and I guess I just didn't get close enough to anybody. I didn't.
You have to be within talking distance with the character, and they'll start chiming in. But I popped into an alliance on a neighborhood on Yukao, and they were like, "Yeah, just so you know, we're keeping an eye on you."
Yeah,
it's kind of
hard to profile. Wow, God. Oh, never mind. That's always been that way.
I visit the houses because they can all have rooms in whichever house.
Yeah,
want to go, but I guess I haven't really gone into the in the city part.
Then that's where most of the conversations are happening here in the city part. Yeah, and the other cool thing too, of course, is that if someone's doing, obviously not right now, everyone has Blood Elf, but if someone's doing an endeavor that you aren't, you can go visit them and do the endeavor stuff while you're there. So if they're doing the Grummel and you don't have access to the Grummel, you can go visit them and get some Grummel stuff. So it's kind of cool that way.
I went down my whole list of like BattleNet friends and was just visiting neighborhoods because I had to get all the stuff and all the things. And there was like four different endeavors going around. And I'm like, I need the watering can. I need all of the mechanum stuff. I need this and that. And I'm just like going down all my list of friends and seeing like who they had in their neighborhoods and how far their milestone was so that I can like go shopping for stuff.
Yep. And one thing we also had mentioned is dyes. You can gather dyes throughout the game and change the color of some of the decor if it has that option.
You need plants for that and specific flowers for the different colors. And
to create it,
Yeah, if you go to Warlords of Draenor, the plants that you farm at your farm in Warlords in your garrison, you can use those to make all of the dyes. So dig out whoever was active and has a garrison, and go back there and visit them.
Again, making use of old content.
I know.
As we've been asking them to do. It's like, hey, what about all this cool stuff you've just abandoned? Why can't we go back and play with it? And then they finally listened.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. There's
an awesome lobster dinner that you can get to put as decor from Boralus, which is Battle for Azeroth, right?
Boralus
is Boralus. Original.
Boralus.
Boralus, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, it's Battle for Us.
And the Zandalari trolls, they're in there. There's several good pieces, but if you go on Wowhead, you can see a list of all the possible decor and where you get it. So you can figure out which old expansions and like, okay, who was active there? Okay, that one was, hadn't rolled them yet.
Okay. And if you're if you're a troll fan and have always been wondering about the Zulamon, you'll get a really good look at them in this expansion as well. And of course, the Harandir. Yeah, I won't spoil it, but yeah. Yeah, I won't spoil the Zulaman, but it's I think it's well done, and you get to explore a lot of what's going on.
Just like before we started the podcast, I just unlocked their big opening scenario.
Yeah.
I've been taking my time. Gesty is level 90. She's 80.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I'm level 90 because I was just harvesting stuff everywhere. I got to 90 so early because I'm fishing, I'm mining, and I'm like, I haven't even finished a campaign. I still have to do Zulaman. I'm going to do that on Tuesday during stream. But like, I haven't unlocked everything yet because I haven't finished the campaign.
Yeah.
I just did the Erator campaign, and that was really
pretty. So good.
Yes, it was. That was really, it really gave you a lot of past stuff, and it also lets you get to know him as a character in general. I like that one. And then, yeah, Zulaman, like, I loved the little perks you got by doing certain things throughout the zone, and just how it made you feel a little bit more powerful, but it's only in that zone. But it was really cool that way. And I'm very curious to see what they do with them in the future.
There's a very cute little battle pet you can get too. That's a really scruffy looking little eagle chick. And I didn't write down the coordinates, but it's a tree in the Zulaman area. And you just go down and there's what looks like an empty nest. You dig down into it. And then you find this egg in 72 hours. It will hatch into
it. That reminds me, it should be hatching today for me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's the cutest thing.
Yep. But it's been real interesting. And my next, because I've been taking my time, I'm about to go into the Harandir area. So I'm looking forward. I'm hoping they've done the same level of care to that as they've done to the other stuff. But
I've only done a bit, but I'm enjoying them too very much. They have their own vibe very much. And it's nice to see, like, seeing, wow, you've been underneath the roots of all our world trees all this time.
Yeah. Yeah, they're so into the Azeroth that they're glitching out when you try to play them too. From
apparently,
of course.
There's been a lot of glitched quests and people having to go back and do things at the time and like that whole kind of growing pains.
Well, when you unleash the hordes of people on it, you know, you find everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's been enjoyable. It's worth going back, and it's engaging, but you don't feel like you have to lose sleep to do it, because it'll be waiting for you tomorrow. Like it's a nice balance.
It's a nice shout out and glow up to some old content and making things fresh and then bringing genuinely new things. And one thing I've also noticed is that there's a lot of quests where you're helping the people who do the ordinary things that make things run smoothly, that things have fallen apart because people ran off to the Sunwell for this emergency and like, well, now there's nobody harvesting stuff. And oh no, these animals are going crazy and we need to help them. And, a respect for people who do the day-to-day stuff that keeps things going.
It feels like a more lived in world now.
Yeah. And just respect, for the people that are around you and that we all do.
Sounds like a really good update, not just to, how people play, but updating the world that we've been in so long to something that's more relevant to this time.
Yeah, they only really have one remaining zone that needs that brush up, and that's the Draenei area.
Yeah. And
so hopefully that's on their map, because it could use a nice little pop up, and that like that whole part of the map anyway could really use the glow up anyway. So it'll be good to see how they do, if they do that something with that, because they've kind of like poked at them a little bit. You know, hey, we're going to build a ship. Hey, we're going to go to space for a little while. But
yeah.
But what about the island you live on?
I can't wait. That's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have to have done something with that place. It's been, 20 years? I hope you've done something. And, that we should see the changes that have happened because you took some of the parts from the ship away to make the new ship, so.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And we've got lots of decor to put in it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe, if
you're not going to... a ship that we can decor up.
If you're not going to use it, can we move in?
Like, I know, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
The Draenor has a great bow. Yeah.
But I'm sure we could go on and on for quite a while. But any final thoughts?
It's
enjoying it. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. I just been enjoying it. It's just been fun. And you're at your own pace. Like there's some people that are already 90 and doing, you know, end game stuff. I'm still in the middle of it, enjoying myself.
It seems like about every 30 minutes or to an hour, somebody's dinging 90 and going,
woo! I love nice. That.
And as a flashback to Altitus, it is very alt-friendly. So if you get your main character through the campaign, then any new alt can skip it and just do whatever else you want.
Yep.
And of course, everything's warbands now. All of the, you know, getting all the reputation, you get it once in the campaign. That's it. You don't have to scramble after it with every single alt. It's just one reputation for your whole warband, which is, they should just call it account wide. Like, you know, the warband is very confusing because warband of 4 or warband of the 50, like which one is it? But
69.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. But yeah, it's, you know, it's very alt friendly. They revamped the bag or the bank system, because I don't know if we mentioned that. Like they did away with the way they do bags in the banks. Now there's just one big bank for your character, and then you have the warband bank, and it's now super easy to just drop stuff in your warband bank, and then your other characters can grab it. And they do that on purpose. They'll drop stuff for you that isn't for you. You throw it in your warband, and then someone comes through. Like when during this pre-patch campaign, that's how they did the gear. Like you go and do all the shadow stuff, the void stuff, and you get all this gear that you can't use, and so you throw it to all your other characters so they can be ready for the expansion when they go through. So that was kind of nice.
Mail it to them, and
none of that, because the mail system is such a mess. They really don't want you using that anymore.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you can accumulate all your mats instead of having to put them on 4 or 5. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you can just them in there.
And I'm like totaled like team one button on my alts, because like thank God they came up with this one button thing, because I'm like, I don't have to worry about figuring out like abilities and when to use them. I just sit there and tap. I just do the one button on everything.
And as an expansion to that, they've also added the name of it, but there is a system kind of based on the one button where it will flash the next button you should probably use on your bar.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's
that's taken from an add-on that they've
It's one button or highlight assist.
Yes, yeah, highlight assist. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, so if you do the hey, I've been gone for a while, that they have a new, you know, bring you up to speed option, and that will automatically turn on the assist, the highlight assist. But you can leave it on, or you can go to a character that hasn't done it and turn it on yourself, so you can opt into it. But I find that is really interesting because it's not going to tell you all the buttons, because it's not made for min-maxers, but it's going to give you an idea of what your rotation probably should be. And so, so you don't have to get an add-on anymore. It's just baked in, or you can do one button. Like if you just want to focus, like healers probably want to have one button so they can focus on healing and then just have the one button do the rest of the stuff. Tanks can have one button so that they're worrying about positioning the boss and they just have to spam that one button. If you want to min-max, they're not going to stop you. You can do whatever you want. And then you have the highlight assist. So I've actually left that on just to see what it says. And it's interesting when suddenly the highlight goes away and that tells you, I forgot to put something on my bars. So it's useful that way too, because they revamped everything. You know, I suspect that they're probably making it ready to be playable on Xbox, because they've dumbed down how many buttons there is. So probably see that for too long. They won't tell you that, but it just seems like probably the next logical thing. But as I said, we can keep talking about this all night.
We're definitely going to have you like in a few months, you know, kind of like once the raids start and all of that. We'd love to have both of you back just to kind of get your perspective at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because that's when we'll see
more on different endeavors and races that we get.
Yeah, I know.
And whatever the raid story is going to be, because you know it's going to be very interesting since it's a long arc, long narrative arc to run. So yeah, we'll have to talk to you next time.
Yeah. So definitely keep us updated and let us know when you want to come back. And we'll be, definitely continue these conversations.
Yep.
Yes.
Pretty much.
All right.
AIE podcast for Warcraft themes.
Amazing how that works. Yes. Yeah. Started. Oh, wait. Yep. This started out, it did start out as a community podcast for our World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
it did. Yeah, it's funny how that works. But that will be the show for tonight. So while the chat room begins suggesting show titles to us, because they're very helpful that way, we want to thank Gusty and Shoujo for both joining us. So thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Look to our guard besties.
Zug, zug.
And, you know, if you do want to find Shoujo's stuff, she's Shoujo_AIE in a lot of the places. You can find her in practically everything.
Yeah.
Yep, so. That's B.
I guess we can always find on Discord.
Exactly. Yes, Discord is where you can find all of us. That's the best way to get a hold of us.
All right.
Or ask in guild chat.
Exactly.
I like that title. That's a good one.
That's
if you have a question or comment about our show, you can email us at podcast@aie-guild.org. You can find us on the AIE Discord and Blue Sky. Just look for AIE podcast.bsky.social. We record live with video once a month on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. You can join the chat room and play along with us on our website, aie-guild.org. And look for the link to our Discord server at the same place. For past episodes, you can see them on the YouTube channel. Just look for The AIE Podcast. Our theme was composed by the amazing Andrew Allen. Follow him at Keys of Soul.
Also, and I'm sure a lot of you out there are wanting to start your own segments about, you know, home decor in Azeroth. Well, if you want to do that or any other AIE game-based segments, let us know, because we would love to have you. We ask that the segments are no more than 120 seconds. Or if you're starting a new podcast to talk about this X-Pack, give us a blurb. We'd love to have it. And if you do have that, please go ahead and send that to us at podcast@aie-guild.org.
I want to hear from the first person that figures out how to do the rotating AIE logo on screen right now in decor.
There you go.
Oh, there we go. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Challenge extra points if you can make it
presented. Yeah.
Yes. But next time, we'll either be talking to ourselves about things, or we're going to Shanghai some new people to talk to us about what their game's up to. But until then, AIE.
This is Gusty.
This is Shoujo.
This is Mukau.
This is Tetsemi.
This is Mikala.
And this has been the AIE Podcast.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.